This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to a community write-up on Radio Hawke's Bay. It's my pleasure this morning to be talking to Karen Hacking from the Hastings SPCA. Karen's going to chat about the Clear the Shelter campaign that is running until Friday the 2nd of June. Karen, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Thank you for having me. It's been great to be able to speak to the community and yourself.
Tell us all about it, the Clear the Shelter campaign. What's it all about?
So Clearing the Shelter campaign is to fill up our centres of the overwhelming numbers that we have there at the moment. We have 20% more animals in our care than we did last year. There are factors obviously around that that have made it that way, but we just really want to look at getting some of these wonderful animals into homes, and hopefully doing the half price will get people off the fence that maybe really were thinking about wanting to get an animal and a new member of their family, and maybe just encouraging it sooner rather than later for us.
How many animals are we talking about, Karen? Lots, I suppose.
So I do know that for the Hawke's Bay area, we're looking at 1,000 more animals intake that we've had coming at least, let alone, I think, through the country. We're looking somewhere around, I think the total would be about 11,000 more kittens have come into SPCAs nationally this in the last 6 months mostly. And is up 20% from, you know, the previous years of our incomings. I think we had in April, our total incoming animals through, just for the month, through the country was 2,585, and we were only sort of looking at adopting just over 1,800. So that obviously doesn't balance out well when you've got to continue the care. We have a no-time policy as well, so all these animals remain in our care until we can find them forever homes. So hopefully the 50% discount on these animals will just really help someone to maybe see the good in giving these guys a forever home, as well as just freeing up that space in our centres for more vulnerable animals that are needing to come in. The centre staff, it eases up their level of care that is needed for those, and just opening spaces to, our vulnerable, our injured, and, you know, those animals that need a safe place, which is our centres.
Indeed. And although it's a great initiative, you know, 50% discount on the adoption fee, but it's also it's something that shouldn't be undertaken lightly, is it? Because, you know, so many of us think, oh, I'm going to get the kids a kitten, but it is a forever, isn't it? That's the thing you've got to think about. It's supposed to be forever.
Forever, exactly. They are a member of your family.
Yes. So
as part of the adoption process, we always address, try and always address the cost of bringing a pet into your home, outlining the care that is needed and what would go on to be a responsible pet owner. You know, we're lucky because our kittens and cats, they have at least one vaccination and are de-sexed and microchipped for you. So that is part of the cost. So that is being a responsible owner, is getting that de-sexing side of it done. And with our dogs that may have not already been de-sexed, we do provide vouchers for that to come when they're age appropriate. But obviously our adult and dogs are all de-sexed and microchipped as well. But they are there. It is a cost that does go, or the responsibility of looking after those animals that you bring into your home, looking even at animal insurance, which SPCA does have affiliation with. So I do encourage that. I have that for my own dog, and it has been a massive lifesaver in some situations for, you know, getting us through a financially hard time for something that could be quite expensive.
Absolutely.
But it has been very worthwhile.
Now, I know you're busy, Karen, you need to get back to work, so just remind the listeners, if we want to get on board with the Clear the Shelter campaign, or in fact, if we want to help out the SPCA in any way, maybe even by volunteering, how do we get hold of you?
They can come down and see us at the shelters particularly as well, come and meet some of the wonderful team that we have here, or you can jump online. There is also the information on the SPCA. .nz, and that would also give you more information around volunteering, being fosters, giving your time to the op shops that we have at the moment in the Hawke's Bay area through Hastings, Napier and Carradale, and just being, I think just being out there being awesome people with caring for those animals and donating where you can is always a massive thing too. But we appreciate your time of coming and speaking to me and the community listening in on hopefully what might inspire them to come and adopt some wonderful animals we have in Rakia.
Good on you, Karen. My pleasure. You look after yourself. I'll talk to you same time, same place next time.